Harry could hear Lockhart dangling below him, saying, "Amazing, amazing, this is just like magic." The chill air was whipping through Harry's hair, and before he'd stopped enjoying the ride, it was over. All four of them were hitting the wet floor of Moaning Myrtle's bathroom, and, as Lockhart straightened his hat, the sink that hid the pipe was sliding back into place. Myrtle goggled at them.
"You're alive," she said blankly to Harry.
"There's no need to sound so disappointed," he said grimly, wiping flecks of blood and slime off his glasses.
"Well, I've just been thinking if you had died, you'd have been welcome to share my toilet," said Myrtle, blushing silver.
"Ugh," said Ron, as they left the bathroom for the dark, deserted corridor outside. "Harry, I think Myrtle's got fond of you. You've got competition, Ginny." But tears were still flooding silently down Ginny's face. "Where now?" said Ron, with an anxious look at Ginny. Harry pointed. Fawkes was leading the way, glowing gold along the corridor. They strode after him, and moments later found themselves outside Professor McGonagall's office. Harry knocked and pushed the door open.